This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Cancer is a leading cause of illness and death in Australia, with more than 150,000 Australians diagnosed every year. Those with suspected cancer, particularly in organs such as the liver, colon, or kidney, often require surgery for a definitive diagnosis. Well, researchers from the University of Technology Sydney have developed a new device that can detect and analyse cancer cells from blood samples. Dr. Majid Wakiani is from the School of Biomedical Engineering at UTS. Majid, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, Majid, how invasive can biopsy surgery be for patients, particularly when we're talking about internal organs such as livers or kidneys?
Well, that could be really detrimental. And to be honest, certain organs, you are not allowed even to do biopsy. And definitely this way of doing a non-invasive liquid biopsy through the blood or urine sample would be great. And for certain organs like breast or lung or prostate, when you do the biopsy, you might facilitate even the spread of the cancer in the body. So which could have essentially accelerate the way that the cancer is spread and metastasized.
Wow.
So essentially the only way in this business is that we minimize as much as we can the invasive traditional liquid biopsy.
Majid, we're finding it a bit difficult to hear you. We might just try and reconnect if you just hold on for a second.
Or Majid, if you could just hold the mic closer to your mouth, potentially.
Sure. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
That's better as well. So let's talk about this this new device. How will it improve the process of diagnosing cancer? We've spoken about, you know, the invasive biopsies that currently are undertaken. How will this new way work?
So the new way, as we are discussing here, is it's a new modality, essentially, in cancer management, in which scientists have been researching around it for the past decades, called liquid biopsy, which refers to essentially a method of putting a needle somewhere inside a human organ to get a piece of the tumor and then take it to the lab. You simply can look for the signatures about the cancer through bodily fluids, such as blood, such as urine, such as seminal fluids, saliva, etc., right? So, and this new way of doing cancer analysis for both diagnostics and prognostics has been booming, and a lot of new tests are under development across the globe for a variety of solid tumors. A few of these tests already got clinical approvals, and they are started to be practiced in clinics, which we call them ctDNA prime test. The one that we're particularly working here is through the circulating tumor cells, where we are looking for efficient ways to isolate the actual cancer cells, which are detached from the primary or secondary sites. They come to the circulation, and with this innovative microfluidic solutions, we wanted to isolate them, enrich them, and characterize them to get more information about the cancers, where is the source of the cancers, what is the stage of the cancers, which kind of treatment can be prescribed for the patient,
so far. So Majid, just on this, so we've got this new test that we'll be able to find out rather, you know, quickly. In terms of the treatment, will that then impact, say, a personalised treatment, or how will that impact potential treatment for the person with the cancer?
Exactly. So, I mean, there are a lot of ways that you, essentially clinicians will use this type of
Majid, sorry to interrupt. It is getting a little difficult to hear you, so maybe if you could just make sure that you're holding your phone in one place.
Maybe I move a little bit in my room. Let me see if my move is getting better or not.
We might have to. We'll try and get him back.
We might give you a call back, Majid.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
We're chatting to Dr. Majid Wakiani from the School of Biomedical Engineering at UTS about new technology to improve cancer detection and treatment. Majid, we were talking about the potential for this way of detecting cancer, which is through fluids such as urine, less invasive. It could also lead to potentially specific tailored treatment to individual patients. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the whole idea is to push a new this type of test that we could make a personalized test as we speak. And this type of test essentially can be prescribed to samples be collected at home from the patients and be sent to the hospital for analysis, or it can be through the regular follow-ups that or annual checkups that we do as an individuals to could essentially use it even for detecting cancer very early before even symptoms started to appear in our body.
Majid, just on the, I imagine, you know, if you've had a current biopsy for potentially having cancer, I mean, it would be an agonizing and horrible wait, waiting for the outcome of that biopsy and the test result. Will these tests be quicker in terms of getting a result?
The turnaround of the liquid biopsy tests are essentially can be faster. But the beauty of this test compared to the traditional biopsy is that you can do it as much as you want. I mean, essentially drawing as much as of blood you want in different time points will give a better way of monitoring the cancers rather than essentially taking somebody's out to hospitals and doing the needle biopsy. The whole idea here is that we have a dynamic picture in terms of cancer management rather than different in terms of 1 month, 3 months, 6 months later to monitor the cancer progression.
Does that also mean that potentially you could detect cancers earlier by using these fluids to test?
Exactly. That's the holy grail. So essentially, countries like Singapore are making liquid biopsy tests for people after age 40 and 50 mandatory in the next few years, meaning that there would be this type of test in our annual checkups. And if we could see any abnormal signals pointing toward development of the cancers, there would be follow-ups for that particular candidate. That's the whole holy grail, as I said, for this type of test.
Majid, how long before we see these tests being used in a clinical setting here in Australia?
We do have, as I said, some of them are coming. So it is the matter of more being adapted and later on, of course, being paid and covered by Medicare and insurances. The science part of the story is developing so fast, as I said, in the past few decades. It's just a matter of legal approvals. Politicians started to be convinced to pay for this type of death, etc.
So how accessible will they be when they first come to market?
They would be prevalent. So as I said, a portion of these tests that they are based on the ctDNA already in use in some clinics and in some clinical trials. But I would expect in the next few years, this number of tests would be exploded across Australia and across the globe. And the more that the science get advanced and the more the cost of the way that we are doing it is get cheaper and cheaper as we speak in these publications, I believe they would be more prevalent and accessible to the individuals.
Majid, you mentioned that in Singapore, you know, there's a that they will be testing people of a certain age. Do you think we'll be in a position where we could, you know, just say to our GPs, hey, can you just do a routine screen and do one of these tests for us to see if there's any potential cancerous cells in there?
100%, 100%. There are people working on it. We are also working with a group of scientists here in New South Wales to could see how we can implement these things down the road. But the ideal case would be this, because again, if we could pick up the cancers early with this type of test, the burden and the cost of the treatment for the government would be much lower than somebody develop the cancers and to go through the cycle of the treatment.
Amazing research, Majid. Thank you so much for sharing it with us on Joy Drive.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Majid Wakiani from the School of Biomedical Engineering at UTS.
Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.